This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA, brought to you by our good friends at Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of really great information about Klaus Financial on the website. Another thing, too, is if you go down to the bottom, there's the Weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Sign up right there. It's a really cool weekly snapshot of what's going on in the market. You get one a week, and it's literally just that. It's great information, great useful information about what's going on in the markets. Again, just get to klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. I've been signed up for a couple of years now, actually, probably about as long as they've had it. And again, it's not spammy. It's nothing like that. It is literally once a week, and it is so useful. Again, just get to klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Joining us this morning from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Great to talk with both of you. And CJ, it's been so long since you've been in studio, you forgot how to get here, apparently.
Traffic
of Madison,
I'll tell you what.
It is a mess. We've got one thoroughfare to get through town. And, of course, right. Beltline backs up. Everything gets messed up. Before we get rolling on this week's show, of course, Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Just a little tip. Listen to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. I'll tell you how you can win. But, again, just listen closely. Before we get rolling, though, on today's show, let's talk a little bit and look back to last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and let's get last week's question and answer before we get going.
Sure, and again, we like to thank our listeners. If you listen regularly, you probably know all these answers every single week, so we appreciate you you listening and learning and calling in. Last week's question was, if you are 50 years old, how much can you put away into a traditional IRA in 2017? And the answer to that was a maximum of $6,500 per year. So it's $5,500 plus you get an annual catch-up when you're 50 or over of $1,000. So that's $6,500 per year. So thanks to everybody who called last week and listened carefully today.
And you want to listen again this week with the Klaus Quiz Question Week. $25 gift card for eBay. Again, we'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the program. But again, the best thing to do, as Malia points out, listen closely to the show. And typically the answer does come up. This week, we're going to be talking about IRAs, but not just any kind of IRA, a special kind of IRA. What are we going to be talking about here?
Yeah, so today we're going to be discussing Roth IRAs. We've discussed these on the show before, but we get a lot of questions about Roth IRAs and whether people should be saving into them as they near retirement. And so we wanted to dig in a little bit deeper on what a Roth IRA is, how it operates, and who should be contributing to it. So first of all, the Roth IRA has not really been around that long. It was originally started as part of the Tax Relief Act of 1997, and it's actually named after the late Senator William Roth of Delaware. So fun little fact there for those who didn't know that. And a Roth IRA is a special type of retirement account that actually you fund with post-tax income. So this is a little bit different. Many times people are familiar with the idea of, hey, I save into my 401k or my traditional IRA with pre-tax monies, and I do that because it gives me a tax break today. Well, a Roth IRA does not give you a tax break today. A Roth IRA is actually funded with post-tax contributions, but as long as you leave those monies alone until retirement, you can actually pull out all of the money later on with no tax. Now, where Roth IRAs get a little bit tricky is that actually, given that you're funding the account with post-tax contributions, you can actually remove the contribution portion of the account at any time without any tax or penalty. Again, this is where it gets unique. Because you're funding it with post-tax contribution dollars, you can remove those post-tax contribution dollars at any time, even before the age of 59 and a half. It's the growth that has to stay in there till 59 and a half. Now, if you wait to pull everything out after 59 and a half, the beauty is the growth is tax-free.
Mm.
So a lot of times people will say, okay, I get it, right? Traditional IRAs are pre-tax. Roth IRAs are post-tax. Which should I do? Well, a lot of people want to be kind of hot or cold on this issue. They want to say you should do only Roth IRAs or only traditional IRAs. And truth be told, what's right for me may not be right for you. And Roth IRAs versus traditional IRAs are all about your current tax rate as compared to the expectation of your future tax rate. And what I mean by this is that if your tax rate is low today, you may want to consider doing a Roth IRA. If your tax rate is high today, you may want to consider doing a pre-tax traditional IRA. So be careful getting caught up in the hysteria of one or the other. It really depends upon your personal circumstances.
And CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we're talking about Roth IRAs, and obviously it's not, you know, when we're talking about those versus traditional, it's not one answer for all. But are there certain guidelines of, you know, certain groups of people that this may be more advantageous for? Different ages, different incomes, who should be focusing in on these Roth IRAs?
Great question. So again, it's hard to create a hard and fast rule on this because I mentioned that word expectations of future income. Well, I don't know about our listeners, but it's hard for me to know what to expect as it pertains to taxes, right? Because they change about every 4 years. Mm-hmm. And so it's difficult, but if we were to try and kind of build a profile of who may want to be considering a Roth IRA, it would be one of two things. You're either in the lower end of the income tax brackets today, that would be a qualifier, we'll call it, or you're younger and not in the highest income tax bracket. So sometimes people, as they get closer to retirement, their incomes will actually drop, right? So think of people listening who stop their major job, go into a part-time job right before retirement, whatever, you know, greeting at Walmart. Those people sometimes will want to jump into a Roth IRA, and that could work for them because they're in the lower end of the income tax brackets. But the problem is they may not have time for that growth to overcome the loss of tax. So you really need two things. You need low income tax brackets, and you need time to recoup the tax loss.
Fantastic. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, you can give us a call now. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll take more of your calls. We'll continue our conversation as well with CJ and Malia as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget to find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, who I'm almost tempted to call Chichi Rodriguez with the amount of time he's spending out on the golf courses these days. We're talking this morning about Roth IRAs, and we left off talking about who they were kind of the ideal savings vehicle. But as CJ, as you pointed out, it's not one size fits all. It's one of those things that you do. There's a strategy, there's a plan to application and kind of looking at a little bit as well where you are now, where you plan to be in the future. Let's talk about then some of those requirements when it comes to an Roth IRA. I would assume, as with all of this stuff, there's probably some rules and certain qualifications have to be met.
Well, there's always rules, you know that.
Yes.
And I just want to reiterate something CJ said, make sure our listeners heard. So we are talking about money you're taking post-tax money. So post-tax money means you've obviously already paid tax on that money. So the money that's going into your Roth IRA, people will ask us, now, when do I pay taxes on that money? You're paying taxes now. okay? Essentially, you're paying taxes now. So make sure we understand where the tax money is coming out. Because CJ said when you take it out of the Roth IRA, you're not paying taxes then because you've already paid taxes on the way in. So the very important point. And another point we wanted to make was that when we're talking about who this is right for estate planning purposes, oftentimes when we have clients who are basically indicating, hey, I'm not going to spend all my money throughout my retirement. What else could I be doing? A Roth IRA is a wonderful, wonderful estate planning tool to use to set up Roth IRAs that you could leave behind for your grandchildren as legacy builders. So just keep that in mind as we're trying to segment who this might be right for. That would be definitely an area to consider. So back to requirements of Roth IRAs. How do you qualify? Well, a Roth IRA is no different than a traditional in that you have to have earned income. So you can't just say, I just want to start a Roth IRA and put, you know, $1,000 into it if you don't have any earnings from earned income. But the great thing is anybody of any age who has earned income, you've got a 12-year-old making money, earning money over a summer, they could actually start their own Roth IRA and put money into that. So really great tool to start building those kids or grandkids, their future retirements right off the bat. Roth IRAs do have some income eligibility limits, though. So if you do make too much money, you can't necessarily contribute to a Roth IRA. You might be able to make a partial contribution, but there are phase outs depending on where you fall with your income. So, for example, if you're single or single head of household and your adjusted gross income less than $118,000, or if you're married jointly, you can contribute the maximum amount. But if your gross income is less than $186,000, then you're going to have some issues if you're making too much. So just keep that in mind. We'd like people to be able to contribute when they can, but you do have to take those guidelines into consideration.
Yeah. So additional information on that. The issue there is total income. If your income is too high, you cannot contribute to a Roth IRA. But as Malia will attest, you can contribute to a Roth 401k. Now, we're talking about Roth IRAs. We're honing in on Roth IRAs, but very commonly people get confused by this. They'll say, hey, I really love the idea of a Roth, you know, a Roth account, but my income's too high. And really, by the way, when people do that, they're just trying to puff out their chest and tell you how much money they make. I mean, let's be honest about it. But they're confused because they can contribute to their workplace Roth 401k. It's just they can't contribute to a Roth IRA. That's where income limits your ability to save into that.
And not every workplace offers a Roth 401k. We're still seeing a lot of companies that don't have that in place. But if you do, definitely something you should talk to HR about setting up if you can.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, you can give us a call now, 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. So let's talk about kind of with those caveats as far as income. If you are able to do that, are there limits to how much you can then put away for your Roth IRA, and can you kind of split it up if that works for you? I mean, what are some of the options there?
Yeah. So again, if you're kind of in your mind pre-qualifying yourself for this as we're talking, right? I'm hoping that's what people are doing. You might say, okay, you know, my income's whatever, 70,000 or below, and I'm fairly young, maybe my 30s, 40s. And yeah, I like the idea of after-tax contributions with tax-free growth so that when I get into retirement, I can pull everything out, you know, tax-free. Then what you've got to next say is, how much can I contribute? Again, the best place for you typically to be saving for retirement is actually into your workplace retirement plan, 401k, 403b. So the first place you go is to your employer and say, do you offer a Roth savings bucket inside of my employer-based plan? Because that's easy, right? Before you ever get paid, money goes into that. If that's not there, then the Roth IRA is your next eligibility. And again, as long as your income's below about that 120 level, then you should be able to contribute to the Roth. And then you're limited. You're limited by $5,500 a year if you're under the age of 50, or $6,500 a year if you're over the age of 50. That's how much you can contribute to a Roth IRA. However, the natural question comes up all the time, Sean, which is, I want to do both.
Yes, it does.
Right? I'm going to do, so great, I can double dip, right? And the answer is no.
Nope.
IRS limits the total amount you can put into a tax-preferred retirement account, whether it be Roth or traditional. So if you decide you want to do both, great, but you can only do about, you know, $3,000 into each, not even quite $3,000 into each. So you get the point. Your maximum contribution to any tax preferred account is that $5,500 or $6,500.
The IRS always likes to get their little pinch right there, their little piece of it. So you probably heard of Roth conversions. We'll talk about that. We'll also take more of your calls. Our telephone number is 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaas Financial online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. More of your calls. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our telephone number is here at station 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. CJ Klaas and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. Klaas Financial's telephone number 442-5637, online klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And Dennis checks in. Dennis, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ from Klaas Financial.
Guys, offer. I always enjoy.
Oh, sorry, Dennis. Dennis. Real quick, start over. It was operator error. Sorry about that. Right. What were you saying there?
I just wanted to thank 1310 for continually bringing on guests like this. We all seem to get a little bits and pieces of what the puzzle we're missing to answer some of our questions.
Thanks, Dennis.
My situation is, you guys are just about to go into the segment about Roth conversion, and that is applying to me. I'm 61, and I'm a couple months away from 62. My wife is 56, in the same situation. We're both retired, living comfortably on what we have at the moment, but this is also our lowest income time between now and when, as long as I can put off Social Security. So I have a couple of funds that I'm considering, or everybody says this is the time when you should convert some of your IRAs or 401ks into Roth.
Yep. Yeah, you know, obviously, Dennis, I can't say fully yes. We can't say fully yes or no to whether you should be doing it. But from what you described your circumstances as, it does sound like you're a great candidate for considering it. Because once you reach age 70 and a half, then on your pre-tax retirement accounts, you'll be forced to take out required minimum distributions. And those required minimum distributions are going to be forced out and cannot be used as part of a conversion. And therefore, your income tax will go up, and suddenly now you're kind of caught in a conundrum because you can't go backwards in time. So it's really between now and when you reach age 70 and a half that you have this window of opportunity to be considering conversions. You'll want to talk with your accountant about how much to be converting each year, because your accountant should be, your accountant or financial advisor should be very involved in determining how much that is. Usually they want to keep the conversion amount within the same bracket that you're in right now. So if your top bracket is 25%, then they'll just try to convert the amount up to the max of that bracket so that you're not paying any more tax by doing the conversion. But there's some little details for you, but at the end of the day, it sounds like you might be a great candidate.
Well, my accountant didn't call me back.
Oh, no.
A little baffled. And I guess what I was trying to understand, is this a one fell swoop? Do I take like $180,000 and convert it right now and pay my taxes? Or like
no.
You just said, piecemeal.
Piecemeal, and yeah.
I was told my age 62 is a contingency on this, that I can't even begin that conversion until that age.
Nope. Nope, that's wrong. You can convert at any age. You can convert in your 30s and 40s. We actually do it for some of our younger clients occasionally.
Oh.
So yeah, you don't want to do it all at once because then you're going to defeat the purpose of doing the conversion, right? The idea of doing the conversion is for tax-free growth, but if you lose 40% of it along the way because you do it all at once, that's not ideal. So you're going to want to look inside of your brackets, do it piecemeal. Now, you can still do larger chunks if you want to, but you're not going to want to do it all at one time because it'll really jump you up into a higher bracket.
Dennis, fantastic question.
Thanks, Dennis.
And I will definitely tell you this. Give Kloss Financial a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, by the way, that initial appointment that gets to know you, that kick of the tires, not going to cost you a penny. Again, the telephone number, Kloss Financial, 442-5637. Hold on to the number. Coming up in just a couple of moments, we'll do our Kloss Quiz question of the week. But real quick, I noticed on in some of our notes about Roth conversions, I saw the words backdoor Roth, and I've heard that before. What are we talking about there? What do people need to know?
Well, it sounds like it's something that's illegal.
Yes,
I don't know.
It does.
When you write back door,
yes.
Like, and that's not what we're telling people to do. Anything illegal this morning. And Dennis really brought up the subject this morning. What can we be doing about Roth conversions? And that's really what a backdoor Roth is. Oh. It's a Roth conversion, taking some of that traditional IRA money and converting it over to a Roth. And the point here is that, as CJ just said, you need to be paying the taxes on that in the year that you convert it. And that really, theoretically, this sounds like a great plan, exactly what we were saying, planning for those future years so the money can come out tax-free. There's no restrictions to income, no restrictions to age. You can convert at any time, but as CJ said, you want to keep it within hopefully your tax bracket and not defeat the whole purpose of doing it. So it's not a tax dodge. This is something that you can do at any time, and the idea here is in the future that income can come out as you wish it to come out and not have to pay taxes on it. So it's a great strategy. It's just a matter of saying, okay, I'm okay. I can gulp and pay my taxes this year because there's going to be a better end to it all.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Dennis pointed out earlier some great information on this program. Something to keep in mind, if you missed maybe the start of today's show, or maybe you missed last week or some previous shows, you can always, of course, get the podcast at klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for eBay. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. When you put money into a Roth IRA, do you pay taxes on that money now or later when you take a distribution from it? Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller correct answer will win that $25 gift card. Don't forget also, that is, of course, the number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. You can set up an appointment. That first get-to-know-you, kick of the tires, get-together will not cost you a penny. Again, the number, 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.